Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for him. And we adore him. We adore him. Lord, thank you. Lord, it is. It's a love story, but it's a live and living love story. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes. That by your Spirit, we didn't miss this. Oh, we did not miss this. Yes. Oh, God. And there's this patience that you're just so fond of. And Lord, in that patience that you've given to us, that we see when you love, you'll wait for it. You'll wait. And Lord, in that waiting, Lord, you're causing us to walk through it, Lord. And oh God, you're revealing it more and more and more and more and more and more. Lord, no, we don't just know everything. There's always more to love. And oh, when the exceeding riches of his grace, whoa, when that hits, there's going to even be more. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you for this. God, it's beyond expression, Lord, but by your Spirit, may we just live lives in this abounding God of love that it is given back to you and spoken in mystery and lifted in hands. And oh, the sweet-smelling sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you. Thank you. And as we worship you on in your wondrous word, let the will of God work in us today. God, let that love transform every life here, every life listening. Lord, let it transform them, God. Lord, hallelujah, into the visions of Paul. Lord, walking, hallelujah, even in the third heaven today with you. Oh, God, it is. It's by your Spirit. And I believe it, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. And what will it be? Oh, my. But let's let it be now living in us and ready for him. Praise God. Proverbs 5, verse 18 and 19. Let thy fountain be blessed. And I got a fountain, praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. And that's your life. Let your joy be blessed. You know your joy can be blessed? My, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? That Holy Ghost joy, praise his name. Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind in pleasant row. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times. Be thou ravished always with her love. You go on over to Mark chapter 10, verse 6. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. I've just been ravished in so many different ways. But in these scriptures, praise be to God, the encouragement that he's just so impressed upon my heart is by the grace of God, may we stay in love. These verses, this scripture is so abundant in not just the in love, but the emphasis of staying in love. And what God has so inspired my heart is true love stays in love. True love stays in love. See, and He's the only true love. And I'll tell you what, He stays in love, doesn't He? When I get restless, He's just in love. I get a little complacent, He stays in love. And then as I begin to see how in love He always is with me, it's transforming my life. Oh Lord, there's no other place I want to be, no other place I want to be found of You than to be in love. Praise God. Now we understand this scripture as well in the Old Testament has some very wonderful natural wisdom in it. Matter of fact, some joy of the Lord that if you'll take to heart in your relationship, oh my, you haven't seen anything yet. That's the truth. But the Old Testament, I'm so thankful as we know Paul's gospel. It just preps us, if you will, and encourages us. And I'm talking about us who know and have received the bridal message of Paul's gospel. It preps and encourages us to know the bridal truth of Jesus Christ. To know it and to remain in it. To abide in love, in bridal love. Not just to abide in knowledge of marriage, but to abide in love in marriage. There's a difference. It's a big difference. Abiding in love. Not going through motions. Because that's kind of what finally the church of Ephesus got caught into. So many wondrous things, the faith, the working of the Lord, and all these things. But to that church of Ephesus, what was said, I have one thing against you. You've left your first love. You've fallen out of being in love. Things got in the way. Maybe things were beginning to be listened to that pulled you away from the only one thing that ever mattered. The only one thing that pulled you away from everything else. The one thing that struck your heart at that moment when bridal truth was real to you. It transformed you. And it did. It transformed your faith. Even if it was just for a moment, it transformed your faith. And for that moment in time, and I pray it wasn't just a moment in time, He took you from seeing yourself before the throne with a palm in your hand to understanding that, oh my, Your message to me, Your ravished heart for me. You saw yourself in the midst of the throne with your husband in an embrace, praise God, of glorified together with Him. The glory of heaven, praise God, around. Oh, praise His name. I was listening to some different statements of how the king and the queen would, even in this past day, acknowledge one another. And the king, as he would love his queen, would present her and bring her forth. And truly the glory of the king and the beauty of her stunning gown and the crown upon her head. He would never go to the throne without his queen. She would always be with him. But it was so sweet as they would even bow one to another. And he would introduce his queen. And she would also bow and said, oh, my Lord. He's my husband. He's my Savior. And He's my Lord. Oh, my. Okay. Now, I really think one of the main reasons that we fall out of being in love is you don't really appreciate the rarity of being in love in the first place. We know it, don't we? Even in the natural, when we fall in love, and I believe by the grace of God, I pray most all married couples begin that way in love. But yet many, unfortunately, grow complacent. They don't appreciate the value of being in love. The wonder of being in love. The beauty of being in love. That one-of-a-kind splendor of being in love. Did you read these verses with me this morning? About the wife of thy youth. About the husband of thy youth. There's something about the splendor of a young girl heart. There's something about the first kiss. There's something about Jesus and His wondrous love. But brothers and sisters, that one-of-a-kind splendor of being in love, for most it's just a moment in time instead of being in love for a lifetime. In love for a lifetime. See, God help us to take this to abound in love. And yes, I mean this in all aspects, especially with our spouses. It struck me as of late. I'm so thankful I tell my wife I love her. But I'm so thankful I know and I can tell her, I'm in love with you. The passion. But how much more so? The passion with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do you recall that overwhelming passion? Do you recall the moment that that divine bridal love flooded your heart? I know it for my life. I told you I was 17 years old. I was in a place I should not have been. I was walking out of the place I should not have been. But before I got to my car, before I could put my hand upon that door latch, I heard His voice in my heart, as audible as anything could be. Son, I want to marry you. And all I remember was being in that parking lot on my knees and praising Him. And the words that came from my heart that God had graced me to have. I do, I will. I want you to. But do you recall that? Do you remember that truly, that moment where you heard Him, I want to marry you? Do you recall that time that you said, oh Lord, I will go. Yes, Lord. Maybe you said, I do. But the glory, hallelujah, that had your heart soaring because you saw the depths of the love of God in His Son for you. The ruling and reigning, truly, as He brought that love to you, the glory that hit your heart for Him. The glory, praise God, that His wife will be for Him. And I see that it's His grace, but in that grace it's His love. As you receive that love, it's that love that's His glory. It's that one that loves Him in that maturity of, oh, hallelujah, my Lord, my King, but my spouse. Now, praise be to God. We need to dwell and abide in that encouragement. Amen. The kisses of His mouth. I love how the Song of Solomon starts out. Let Him kiss me with the kisses of His mouth. For those of us who have received the word, and I'm speaking of the word of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, not just something that you can say, that's something that you know and that you live and that you preach. And matter of fact, it's the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that bridal glory, praise God, that comes through those kisses of His mouth. The kisses between the lovers. That's what this is getting at. But God help us that it's not just one kiss once in a while, but that we live daily in that embrace, always receiving the kisses of His mouth. I'm so thankful sometimes when I get a little bit busy and I think I got to go somewhere so fast that somebody stops me at the door. You ain't getting out of here without a kiss. I don't know if you've ever confronted a Texas woman before, but you know what you got to do gladly and willingly. And I do, praise be to God. But I'll tell you what, those kisses of His mouth, if you'll receive them, and you know what they are, they're hearing this message. And when you get away from it, you're not receiving them kisses. And when you don't receive the kisses, you don't look for the kisses. Sometimes you can't even remember them. Somehow God, though, quickens our hearts because He's so merciful and graceful to us. But, brothers and sisters, we need to stay in love, continually appreciating. And I mean it. Appreciate the value, the treasure of the rarity and the mercy that God graced your life with to be in love in the first place. Not to walk around that, oh, I know something that somebody else doesn't know. That's not true love. That's not. True love isn't trying to get over somebody and put them down because they may not understand. That's not true love. That's called an idiot. There's no testimony in that. But by the grace of God, true love can't hide how you feel. True love can't, it can't be quenched. It can't. It won't be destroyed. It can't be overtaken. It goes on, doesn't it? It goes on. This is why we go on. It's why you don't jump around. It's true, isn't it, honey? I know the expressions they have, church hopping, going here, going there, and all that. When you fall in love, there's only one you want to see. Amen. One voice you want to hear. Isn't it, sister? Amen. Yeah, just what it is. You just settle down. I just want to be with Him. More importantly, He just wants to be with me. But I'll tell you what, the way you stay in love, by the grace of God, just never fall out of being in love. Stay in love every day. Amen, brother. Appreciate what you have every day. You want to encourage yourself in the Lord? Encourage yourself in thanking the Lord what you know every day. What you have in the gospel, how the Lord has brought you to hear this gospel. What's been taken out of your life and taken out of the way. We can get to feeling sorry for ourselves awful quick, can't we? But to truly know it couldn't have been any other way. He's serious with you. He's serious with you. He's serious with you. He destroyed cities. He took out people. Man, women, and children, He destroyed them. The livestock, He singed it all. For what He loved, He came after. Oh, and by the grace of God, may you see that for your life. God's passion. God's determination. God's ravished heart. Yes, even His jealousy. I've circled you out for me. a vessel only for my use. I don't even take it out and show it to anyone. For she's mine. Now, staying in love, you treasure it. You appreciate being encouraged in the rarity that God has graced our life with by loving the truth. Amen. By loving to worship. I'm grateful to God, but love to worship Him. Don't just love to hear Him, but then spend time. Yeah, I've listened to you, but now I've got to hold you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's intimacy time, too. You know, there's intimate words, but then sometimes we're beyond words. We just got to love. And you worship, don't you? Amen. See, that's what the Holy Ghost does. Oh. And then here's the part that it gets maybe the best. And we love each other in it, don't we? You love the truth, you love the worship, and then you love the brethren that love Him in spirit and in truth. Yeah. And what we're speaking about here is Paul's gospel. Yeah. Wonderful. Paul's gospel. That's the first love message. That's the bridal message. And without a knowledge of it, without understanding that, again, by the Spirit, by that encouragement, praise the Lord, in Paul's epistles, yes, that's where it is. That's where it comes forth. That's where that dispensation, that hidden mystery was made known to us. But it comes forth in that. The rest of the Word just becomes alive in a wondrous love story. Love letters, not a story, but even letters to you. And you know it. And as you read it, you hear the Spirit speak that to you, and it transforms you to your personal well. And that servant that came to speak to you and you individually, son. Individually. Got your attention, honey. Love you. I want you for my own. Only Paul's gospel does that. Without it, you just see the love of Jesus from afar off. Yeah. You see the love of Jesus so wonderfully, but you see it as a child. But then when you see the passion of a young roe lover's heart, that one that, praise God, you saw, the spouse of your youth. God, there's something about the spouse of your youth, isn't it? God help us to never be complacent with Paul's gospel. Not just being a Christian. Never be complacent with Paul's gospel, the bridal message. God help us to never take it for granted. God help us to never think that it's something that's just common. God help us to always treasure the great grace and mercy that revealed this truth and made it real. As we've rejoiced many times, there was a woman, matter of fact, a queen, in the Word of God, and her name was Vashti. And she was the queen. And she had it all. And she had it all, not just materially having it all, but she had won the heart of the king. She had won his heart. However, if you know that story, she grew complacent, non-appreciative of the grace that king had chosen her out from all of the others. And see, brothers and sisters, when we choose Paul's gospel, He's chosen you out from all the others. Many daughters have done virtuously. They're beautiful. There's virgins. But you've chosen what my heart desires. You've chosen the depth of the glory that I want to share and to have. And I choose you out from all the other women, all the other virgins. And see, her heart did not appreciate that grace. It didn't treasure that grace. But there was a young woman that everyone else had forgotten about. And oh, she was there to take that crown. She was appreciative of that grace. She was appreciative and thankful to praise the King that he had chosen her. And you know what? She took his heart. And she won his affection. And she treasured the grace to be his glory. We'll close this up. But this is what is real. This is what's real. If you claim to believe the word of God, this is the truth. This is the truth. And matter of fact, this is the mark for the prize of the high calling of the truth. This is the highest calling of the love of the heart of the truth. This is the height. This is the greatest value. This is his goodly pearl. She is his choice one. These are the ones that are in love with him and desire to be glory for him. I want to be that glory for him. I want to be that glory for him. He's wonderful. I want to be everything by grace that I can be for him and with him. And as he tells us what that is, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I know, brothers and sisters, that we have received the message over and over of being in love. Amen? So by the grace of God, let's live his true love. And let's stay in love. Praise God.
Yes, sir, Lord. Sakundele,
Kalara. Oh, Jesus.
Yomo, Sabale, Rabai, Ilon. Church, I have apprehended you. Let go and let God.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we're so thankful. Again, this is your beautiful work. And Lord, we come here believing in your grace. And Lord, we do just want to apprehend that mercy. And Lord, to launch out into the depth of it. Oh God, we've heard this time and time again. But Lord, there's a pressing going on right now. Not a heart in here can deny that. Lord, you're pressing. Because that time is short. Oh Lord, let us press against it. Lord, let that thorn, God, just be pressed more into our heart, God. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to be suffering, yes, but it's the most beautiful of suffering. It's that wounded heart, God. It's that heart that cries in joy. It's that heart that might even moan, but it's in an ecstasy. Oh, Lord, I know that I'm crying and I'm moaning for you. Lord, you are shaping me. And Lord, you are molding us, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus, that that wedding dress, praise God. Lord, I want to fit it right now. I'm not waiting for a day, Lord. I want to be a ready wife right now. By the grace of God, I want us to believe your word, Lord Jesus, that you will perform the good work which you have begun. Hallelujah. And Lord, it's by your grace that we can abide in that wondrous ready state. That, Lord, I don't need to be distracted. That, Lord, everything is an after effect. That, Lord, I do not fear what man can do unto me. I do not fear where you bring me into this world. I do not fear what you have me walking through. Lord, my heart is set upon the affections, praise God, of the midst of the throne glory with you. And Lord, you will perfect it, God. You are completing my life, Lord God. And Lord, let us have that most holy faith, God, that we will walk in it until we see you. And in that day, we will be like you. And I thank you, Father, for a day that will never end in glory with the wonderful, beloved bridegroom, the Lamb of God, the beautiful Son of my wondrous Father. Oh, in his beautiful name, Jesus, thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. I'll tell you what, while you're sitting down, come on down and pray. We will sing. Go ahead if you'd like to sing. We'll sing a song.